Are you gentlemen?
What do you say?
All your days are belonging to us.
What?
All your days are belonging to us.
What? Somebody set up the bomb. What? What do you say?
All your days are belonging to us.
What do you say? What?
All your days are belonging to us.
Biggest sinner.
What? Somebody set up the bomb. What do you say?
All your days are belonging to us.
What?
All your days are belonging to us.
What do you say? Somebody set up the bomb.
All your days are belonging to us.
What?
Ha 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 ha.
What?
FBO Radio.
Including our intelligence agencies, poses the most serious of dangers because our country is a battlefield.
We are at DEFCON 1.
This is FBill Radio, episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
For, what's it today, June 19th, 18th, somewhere in that, 2005.
You know, it's funny, we try to get that right, but we just fucked it up anyway, so.
Yeah, I had it written down, but today's the 18th. Usually we're recording Sundays instead of Saturdays.
Yeah, but I needed a schedule change, so Mr. White was gracious enough to give me time off tomorrow.
Yeah, anyway. Yes, I am Mr. White, and here with Malice Factor.
Mr. White Shadow.
So how you been, dude?
Hey, man, 2 weeks. I'm here again, you know.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. So I guess we got some interesting stuff to talk about tonight, right?
Yeah, we do. The main topic is Apple and Intel, which I guess is what, Mattel or Mactel or...
Mactel, yeah.
Mattel.
I think Mattel is... you know, trademarked already, yeah.
Hasbro or something like that.
Something like that.
We actually have some interaction going on, right?
Yeah, we got some voicemails the past couple weeks here, which is fucking awesome, you know. No emails yet, but we got some voicemails.
A lot of you motherfuckers still voting on the poll, saying that we suck.
Did they?
Am I the only one who works at the fucking site, man? Come on.
Nah, I didn't.
Was it you who was voting that?
Maybe. I listened to the last two episodes again, and I'm like, these guys suck ass. Oh. Yeah, all right.
So we're going to go and change up the order for today's show in light of the interaction that we got, right? So instead of going straight to the reload, we're going to play the voicemails.
Yeah. Well, that was the idea, is if we actually got voicemails or emails, they'd be done up front. So we got some voicemails, which is fucking sweet. So let's dial it up.
Play the fucking thing, man.
All right. What the hell was I going to say? 1, 2, 2. What the hell? We got... Oh. There we go. Look at that sound.
Sweet.
Yeah, our voicemail number is 202-460-7262. Session in progress.
This is Mr. White of FBL Radio. Leave it.
Please enter your password.
I'm going to type in the password here. Don't want everybody.
You have no. To play your messages, press 1. To record.
Here we go.
Saved messages. Tuesday.
Yeah,
June
yeah, yeah. Just get 7th, to a bitch.
11:07 p.m.
Mr. White, this is Satan. I'm calling to inform you that you are going to spend a cold eternity in my domain. There, you will suffer hanging around my icy gonad of death while roaming around the ice pools of my hell. You will not be granted anything other than eternal torment in hell for eternity for the heinous crimes that you have committed. You thought I hung up, didn't you? Well, I did. I'm still here talking to you. Damn, sending your soul to damnation. I will see you in eternity.
All right, well.
All right, so what heinous
crimes? To copy this message to another person, press 6.
Shouts to Satan for giving us a call,
go to the next, press
Sweet.
7. To keep this message new and go to
God damn it.
Saved message Wednesday, June 8th, 7:34 a.m.
Oh, holy fuck shits, man.
Save message Wednesday, June 8th, 7:35 a.m.
Again? What kind of crazy bastard are you listening to the
Wednesday,
show?
Wednesday, June 8th, 7:56 a.m.
This is the Grand Scrutinizer, and you are listening to FBL Radio.
Stroganizer? What the fuck did
to
he say?
Copy
Stroganizer?
Saved message, Friday, June 10th, 2:59 p.m.
What? Just a silence on this message? Maybe we should have went
to
through
a fucking it. River or something? Oh, Jesus.
Must be Satan again. Oh, wow. All right, we'll just skip that one.
Save message Tuesday, 7:40 a.m.
Hello, Mr. White. My name is John Grisham. I'm from the Federal Bureau of Investigations. I'm calling in regards to you guys ragging on me. Because my job happens to be the clandestine operation title creator. And I have to have made all those titles like D Elite and the more recent one that you guys were making fun of on your show. So I just wanted to say I don't really appreciate it, and I happen to be making 6 figures a year to be thinking up my clever titles, like my next one, New Malak. So
New
if
Malak.
You guys could cut that out, I'd really appreciate it if you'd stop. Bye.
Well, that was nice.
Saved message
Sorry,
Tuesday,
John Grisham.
8:01 a.m.
Hello there, it's me. Apparently we were disconnected. You
what?
Got some banana head phone system
he said
over
bye.
There running this operation,
what he's talking about.
Shutting me off. Well, anyway, I just wanted to continue my triad here that if you hacksaws don't cut it out, I'm going to have to ponzoars your ass with my elite team of hacksaws myself. We here at the FBI do not mess around with your type and your ilk. So I just wanted to tell you that. And that covers up all my bases. So I apparently am going to go now. Goodbye.
All right.
Saved message Wednesday, 10, 12 p.m.
Yo, man. I'm listening to your show right now. Fucking the funniest fucking shit I ever fucking heard, goddammit. Yeah, I'm fucking drunk. I'm driving, too. I'm fucking in both lanes. Dude, motherfucker!
You're right.
I'm still here, motherfucker. You the highway? Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a problem.
To copy this message, saved message, Wednesday, 10:17 p.m.
Guten Tag, Errol. This is Red Baron calling from my fuck-up heaven. I'm up in the plane, flying around, but when I'm on the ground, I listen to your show. It is great. Schnell! Schnell! They do the Garten, Beton Gartier, Sie machen den Tür.
To copy this message to another person, saved message, Wednesday, 10:17 p.m.
I forgot to say, auf Wiedersehen.
Saved message, Wednesday, 10:23 p.m.
Hi, Mike. This is Steve Evans from the Crocodile Hunter. We're now wrestling crocs to the ground. I'm listening to your blokes' show on Bill Radio.
You can stop yelling into the phone, dude. You're cutting that shit
off.
Did you say he wants to get into Terry's bush?
To copy this message to another person, press 6. Saved message, Thursday, 7:32 a.m.
Hey, this message is from Malice Factor. My name is Malice Factor as well. I've been in the Malice Factor for like 8 years now. And I don't know where you get the balls to get to step up to the plate and think that you could be called Malice Factor. We didn't even research the name. I'm the real Malice Factor. You're just some noob who stole my name. So if I see you using my name anymore on the show or anything, I'm going to have to come after you. And I know where the hell you are, Malice Factor. You're freaking Washington, D.C. I recognize the area code on the phone. I'm going to kick your ass, man. You're going down if I keep hearing Malice Factor being used because I'm the real Malice Factor.
That sounds serious, bro.
Yeah, it does. You know, you know something? He must be right.
You have no more messages.
That's it.
Because before I tried registering elburoporn.com.
What?
Elburoporn.com.
The fuck are you talking about?
I tried registering that fucking domain name.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, man. Somebody else fucking registered under Malice Factor.
Really?
Yeah. So it must be this fucking guy.
Must be.
Anyway.
He's going to come down to D.C. and kick your ass, dude.
Yeah.
Or over to D.C. or up D.C., wherever the fuck he's from.
Well, I'll fight him for elburoporn.com. He must put that on the table.
Well, anyway, yeah, shouts to Satan, the FBI.
The Red Baron.
And the Red Baron for
Steve Irwin. Crocodile Hunter.
And supposedly the real Malice Factor.
The real Malice Factor.
So...
sweet.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting for Mr. White to call me up.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
So you want to get into the reload?
Yeah, I suppose we could probably do that. All right. Weekly reload here. News stories, shit that came down the pipe in the last couple weeks. Let's start with Blue Origin. Blue Origin, you know who they are?
Yeah, they're Amazon.com, right?
Well, it's Amazon.com CEO Jeff Bezos' little pet project he's had under wraps for quite some time now, spending those billions of dollars he's got. But Blue Origin was set to do space flight, and in the last week they filed for permits in Texas to have a facility built, and they had to actually leak some of the details of what they're going to be doing, which is, you know, it's pretty sweet, man. Space, any kind of space flight's sweet, so
let's
bringing it up.
Get into the details. What's going on, man?
Blue Origin LLC proposes to develop a launch facility to operate its reusable launch vehicle, RLV, which is expected to carry passengers on suborbital ballistic trajectories to altitudes in excess of 325,000 feet above sea level. They want to have a launch facility on privately owned property in Culberson County, Texas. So the only other details are they have a launch pad, which I would hope. propellant storage. The RLV would be fully reusable and would operate under control of onboard computers with no ground control during nominal flight conditions. So I guess unless there's a thunderstorm or, you know, side panels start ripping off, it's going to be computer operated. And it would launch vertically and would land vertically. And it says land near the launch pad. So I don't know if they're going to be aiming to put it down in the same spot again and hope for the best. Or, but the taking off vertically is...
That's kind of standard procedure.
Yeah, but right? Landing vertically is interesting.
Yeah, I wonder how they're going to pull that off.
I don't know. Maybe just, maybe, you know, a parachute and some, yeah,
maybe
a couple thruster boosters or something to balance it out. I don't know.
So that's all the details on the article, man?
Developmental test flights from the proposed facility beginning at earliest in third quarter of 2006.
So it says it's going to be computer operated in under most cases, right?
And it'll carry three or more passengers per operation.
So what operating system is that?
Same as NASA, dude. DOS, man.
I thought they would at least gotten up to Windows 95. So what happens if you get blue screen while you're trying to land that thing? You're fucked?
You're fucked over, it. Dude.
You're owned.
Yeah.
So like I said, you can use Speedy Click, right? Speed checkout? To buy your tickets from Amazon.com
yeah.
For this?
Fly into space. Click here now. Under the same login, you could buy books. You could buy tickets to space. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
On the .NET framework.
I wonder if they'll. I wonder if they'll offer that in that gold box offers things they have. Do they still have that?
Yeah, I think they do. Under your recommendations, trip to the moon.
Yeah, trip to the moon. You bought a book on NASA. We're recommending you take a trip to the moon. $700,000. Oh, man, cross marketing is endless, huh?
Oh yeah, it's great.
All right, so what's up next?
Military hacker, right?
Oh, the British hacker, dude, man. This guy is nuts.
Yeah, Solo.
Yeah, Solo was his handle. British computer expert accused of carrying out the biggest military computer hack of all time, which is in quotes, and I don't know where they got that from, is fighting extradition charges to the U.S. where he could face 70 years in jail. Gary McKinnon, 39, unemployed sysadmin. See what happens when sysadmins are on unemployment, man? Accused of repeatedly hacking into the Pentagon and NASA among 97 U.S. government computers he targeted in a 12-month period during 2001-2002. It took him all that time to track his ass down, but... The government, U.S. government, is reporting that he caused $700,000 worth of damage. What else do I have here? I got some conflicting reports between news stories.
Wait, what? How much damage did it cost?
$700,000.
$700,000?
See, that this story says $700,000. Now, it also said 97 computer systems. Another story I found said it was 53 computers.
Yeah, and here on BBC it says 1M.
1 million computers? The hell is 1M?
Cost around 1M.
Yeah, 700,000 is close to 1M. Yeah, it's 700,000, 1M, 2M, 3M, you know.
I didn't realize that was a new...
See, and then I found another news story that was reporting that he had shut down 2,000 military computers for 3 days. Now, to me, we have 97 computers, 53 computers, and we have 2,000 computers were shut down for 3 days. Now, if 2,000 military computers were shut down for 3 days, I would have to, you know, make a guess based on all the other hacker cases that have existed and the, you know, extraordinary amount of damages that, you know, is put to each one, that it, 3 days for 2,000 computers would be worth more than 1M. <You know>? But I don't understand what this guy could do to shut down 2,000 military computers and for 3 days straight.
It says, let's see here, this is the BBC article. He is accused of then deleting 1,300 user accounts. He claimed that he hacked into an Army computer at Fort Myer, Virginia, obtained administrative privileges, and transmitted codes, information, and commands.
Yeah, those codes, man.
Yeah, those fucking keyloggers, man. What are you going to do?
20 counts. Accessing computers belonging to U.S. Army, U.S. Navy, NASA, Department of Defense, and I don't have the second page of that. Let me find it. And Times was reporting, just for anybody who cared, he was wearing a baggy gray jumper and green combat trousers and had long, wavy, unkempt hair when he was arrested. Just in case you wanted
that,
to
fuck. Give that man a fashion ticket.
Oh, and the U.S. Air Force. 20 counts accessing Army, Navy, NASA, Department of Defense, and U.S. Air Force.
Well, at the end of the BBC article, his solicitor says that he does not deny infiltrating U.S. systems, but says his motivation was to try to prove the existence of UFOs and to expose security.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
That seems like there's a wide range of motives there. Prove UFOs exist and prove that their ISS server needs another fucking patch.
The whole story's, you know, kind of shady. I mean, we have different amounts of damages. We have 97 computers, 53 computers, 2,000 computers for 3 days. I mean, what the fuck did this guy do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, apparently he was trying to prove UFOs exist.
Yeah.
And show them that they need to upgrade.
I mean, if you're that hell-bent on that, I mean, come on, face
seriously,
going to jail.
Wasn't there something else he could have done to take up his unemployment time? Now, was he fired before or after he was caught? That's what I'm on, though.
Nah, he was unemployed before.
See, so think twice before you fire your fucking sysadmins.
Yeah.
Think twice.
Yeah. Think twice before you fire any employee.
Yeah,
that's where a lot of damages come from, man. It's
wasn't that a study released?
Yeah.
Recently about most of the damage done to corporations is by former IT workers or disgruntled IT.
Yeah, there's studies like that published every week, you know. Somebody knows they're getting laid off, they get pissed, and they have a virus sitting on a disk or something like that. I mean, stupid stuff, you know. All right.
Well, that's that.
Yeah. What's next? More hacking news. Neo-Nazi hackers break into a Jewish internet portal, which is jewish.ru, and put up a picture with some Nazi symbols and link to their Russian nationalist site. Yay for the Nazis there. Good job, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, it looks to me like in this picture they put a modified version of the Windows logo.
I saw that. Yeah. I don't.
Have you ever noticed that the Windows logo can be easily turned into a swastika, man?
Yeah, I've noticed that. I had some fun with Photoshop before. But
hey, you think that's a subliminal message, or?
I don't know. To be honest with you. Who knows? Who knows?
So they just hacked into the web server and
just changed some stuff, and then they announced that they did it, you know, like they're being badasses. It was the Slavic Union where the Nazis that did
it.
It
seems wrong to me that the Slavs would have they're a nationalist extremist group, so that equates them with neo-Nazis.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever. I thought neo-Nazis were dead, man.
Oh, no, dude. They're still around, man.
Alive and well. Oh, yeah. They have computer systems as well.
Yeah, apparently. Not all rednecks, right?
Yeah. All right. So what's next? Oh, this is a good one.
Another 3.9M down the tubes.
Yeah. Citibank. This is...
Fuck. Is it Citibank or Citigroup?
Well, same difference.
Citibank. Financial.
Yeah, it's all...
Citigroup, Citifinancial, Citifinancial Retail Services.
Yeah, it's all spin-off companies and different stuff just so they can, avoid paying much in taxes.
This is fantastic.
Citigroup has admitted that a backup tape containing personal information on almost 4 million customers in the U.S. has gone missing. The U.S. The United Parcel Service, UPS, yes, UPS, the delivery company, lost the tape on May 2nd. Okay?
Nice.
Now, I understand you have off-site backups and stuff like that, so it has to get transported somewhere. Doing as much business as they do, backups have to be frequent. UPS them. I understand it. But the tape gets lost. They spent 6 weeks looking for it. Okay. 6 weeks. They couldn't find it. So, that wouldn't be so bad if they had actually encrypted the data on the tapes. Citibank admitted that it does not use encryption on its electronic transmissions, nor explained why it took so long to notify the public. How do you not encrypt the data on backup tapes?
First off, why are you sending backups for fucking UPS?
Like I said, they got to get there some way.
Hey, fuck that. You know how many more secure forms of sending tapes? There are companies that fucking exist just for
that
purpose.
This is true, yeah. But unencrypted,
yeah, that takes the cake right there.
That's phenomenal.
Well, it's not phenomenal, it's dumb.
Well, yeah, I just mean it's phenomenally dumb, really. I don't understand why you wouldn't use encryption. I don't understand why any business that backs up anything just doesn't use encryption. You're doing home backups, use encryption. Use encryption on everything. When I used to, was a network admin doing backups, I used encryption. Believe me, there was nothing even worth encrypting, and I fucking did it because it's a goddamn, extra checkbox you got to hit when you're running the backup.
Exactly.
It's really nothing. And for them, 4 million, customers' personal information, and now it's floating out there.
Well, hopefully a UPS employee in charge of delivering that tape stepped on it, like is the... the usual MO for UPS delivery guys.
Like everything else I get.
And destroyed backups. Seems how they lost for 6 weeks, man. 6 weeks.
It's unbelievably... It's unbelievable. When I saw this, my jaw hit the floor. When I saw a fucking encryption. They don't use encryption. Come on. Yeah, really. There's no excuse for it.
So, in short, Citigroup guys, please stop using UPS to send your fucking backups anywhere. And on top of that, start encrypting your shit, at least.
Seriously.
Oh, well. And more credit card news here.
Yeah, you got this. I don't have this story, but...
This actually happened yesterday or 2 days ago. A security breach has occurred at a third-party processor of payment card transactions that affects over 40 million credit card accounts, MasterCard International said Friday. That's lovely.
Is it Visa, too?
Let's see the details here. 13.9...
I don't have a MasterCard.
Yeah, right. 13.9 million were MasterCard-branded cards, and 22 million were Visa cards.
Shit.
Well, apparently, let's see here. It looks like a hacker gained access to Card Systems database, and Card System Solutions was the processor company. And installed a script that acts like a virus, searching out certain types of card transaction data. But at the end here it says, the breach reported by MasterCard on Friday is one of a long line of breaches reported this year by consumer data aggregators like ChoicePoint, retailers such as DSW, and corporations such as Time Warner, a parent company of whatever. So the experts say that rather than a rash of illicit activity, the fuck you doing, man?
I'm moving the mic.
The slew of reports may have more to do with companies wishing to protect themselves in the wake of a California state law requiring businesses to notify their customers when their personal information has been exposed in a security breach. So in other words, this isn't actually, the analysts are claiming, this isn't actually a rash of illicit activity. It's just companies are finally getting around to reporting this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We decided
we'd save up the last 2 years worth of break-ins and just announce them at once.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? Fuck. No, you're getting fucking owned.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's just that now you actually have to report it, whereas I suppose you didn't before.
So I'm wondering, did they at least encrypt their backups, or?
Probably not. I mean.
Yeah, something tells me that if a
that's
hacker,
even worse.
Of course. If a quote-unquote
yeah,
hacker.
Yeah, fucking hacker. Yeah.
We won't even kick that horse around.
Yeah.
They got into
just
their
call
database.
Call him a criminal, goddammit.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not kick it, man.
Yeah, all right. But 40 million cards.
Yeah.
40 million cards. That is a lot.
So
between you got 40 million cards, 4 million people's personal information. And you're probably buying that shit. What do you think like, say, 10,000 of those card numbers goes for, the card information goes for on the black market?
On the Wares site or something like that. I don't know. I think we're just going to have to call up John Grisham and ask him.
Yeah,
he can get his buddy there on the cover of fucking Business Week on the case here. This isn't the first time that we've actually talked about credit cards on this show. The inaugural show was all about RFID.
Yeah.
RFID tags and credit cards. And if your credit card company is getting owned like this, you know, and it's, to me, it doesn't even look like it requires much to own a fucking credit card company.
Yeah. And then it's even worse. That was a third party, you know.
A third party processor.
Yeah. 40 million. I wonder how long he was in there. Or she.
Yeah.
Installed
that script that acted like a virus. It sounds to me like it was a fucking keylogger. What do you think?
It's one of them new keylogger thingies there. I wonder how long it took. I wonder how many transactions go through that thing, and it said that apparently it was searching for a certain type of transaction or certain ones. Not
what kind of transaction would they have been? Obviously, they didn't talk about in the article. Talking about online transactions or
it was just dollar amounts.
Could have been,
you know, go for the big bucks credit cards, you know, the platinum ones or something. I don't know.
Yeah, all I can say is when you get your RFID credit card, put that thing in fucking tinfoil next to your national ID. In fact, wrap them up in the same tinfoil in your wallet. Well, is that it for the reload? Or do we have one more item?
Oh, we got one more. This isn't,
tech-related.
Tech-related, but it's fucking priceless. Stupidity of the the media and police department items category this falls under. This is from Tucson, Arizona, and the article is entitled "Police Chase Spooks Bear." Okay. Tucson police discovered this week that chase tactics that work with human quarry are counterproductive when trying to capture a bear.
Right.
It gets better. There was a black bear that was walking through a Tucson neighborhood and was finally tranquilized and captured after it collapsed in a backyard swimming pool, the Arizona Daily Star reported. The chase began early Wednesday. Dozens of police officers responded, and what's this guy's name? Hans Koing, a field supervisor for the Arizona Game and Fish Agency. God damn it, I keep knocking the mic tonight.
It's okay, man.
And the police chase apparently panicked the bear. Now, listen, this is the quote. This is why, this is fucking awesome. Hans Koing here, a supervisor for the Arizona Game and Fish Agency, all right, said, quote, "Police tend to bum rush," he said. "They get in and just get people. But with animals, it's different." So the police chase didn't work because the police tried to bum rush a fucking black bear. I mean...
What, the guys jump out of the black and white, say, "Freeze, dirtbag."
Yeah.
Hands over your head or paws.
The rookie ran up with the nightstick and started clubbing it in the head. Like, you know, it's a black bear. That thing will freaking rip you to shreds. I don't care how many cops there are. There's not a cop on that force that is a match for that black bear.
You know, I have these images of this poor, lonely black bear in the standoff with the cops, getting tranquilized and then tumbling headfirst into a pool in somebody's backyard.
Yeah.
Are you sure they weren't filming the movie, man? Or
I don't know. But the bear survived, just to let you know. Unharmed, except for a broken tooth. It was apparently from the nightstick. You don't bum rush a bear. I mean,
and you know, of course, it had to be a black bear.
Oh, all right. Well, I suppose that's it for the reload, huh?
I guess we didn't really have that much to talk about this week.
Yeah, I mean,
more railing against credit card companies.
Yeah,
fucking noobs. So tonight, for the main topic, we're gonna talk about Mactel.
Aptel.
Little background, please.
Ipple. Yes. The Apple and Intel, I guess, partnership, you would call it. Steve Jobs announced last week at keynote address that
the Steve note address
that Apple is going to switch from using IBM RISC chips to Intel chips.
Yes, the revolution is over. The RISC revolution is over.
Apparently, RISC will not change the world.
Yes, Jobs and the CEO of Intel had their manly embrace on stage.
Yes.
To announce this partnership, which I believe hints were getting dropped of weeks before.
Did they stand there holding hands like Bush and the Saudi guy, or? Did they walk around?
They had a big picture of Gates smiling in the back and with a target on his head. And they're holding hands, smiling.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So this is going to be a huge switch, okay? It's going to, you know, it's pissing off a lot of people.
The blogosphere erupted.
Yeah.
Needless to say.
Yeah, fucking blogosphere.
Yeah, I feel dirty even saying that word.
Blogosphere should try bum rushing a bear. That's Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a bitch for a lot of people, a lot of companies to port their software over and everything, but This, from everything I've read, the only real explanation as to why they're switching is that IBM has not been able to get G5 chips into a laptop, into a PowerBook. Okay? So, but that's not a good enough explanation for me. It's not.
Conspiracy theory. It's coming up, right?
Oh, big one.
All right, hold on. Let me get my tinfoil hat. Let me adjust it here.
I mean, with all the success that Apple has had, that Jobs has had, I mean, what is the one thing he lays down at night? What is the one face he sees, you know, that just haunts him?
I don't know, dude.
Bill Gates. He probably goes out and...
Do you really think Jobs dreams about Bill Gates?
Maybe.
At night.
Maybe not in the way I'm talking about. I mean, who knows, but... I mean, who knows, but...
Isn't he a womanizer, man?
I don't know, is he?
I think. Didn't I see Pirates of the Silicon Bay?
Pirates of the Silicon Bay?
Pirates of Silicon Bay Valley. Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley, yeah. I don't think it was Silicon Bay.
You sure? It wasn't called Silicon... It was a TNT movie, so I figured it would have been something stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like that.
He was a womanizer, huh?
I think it... Well, this dude's had like 5 wives, right?
So?
Of course, it has nothing to do with...
Like Larry Ellison.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
5 wives and 4 times as many Ferraris crashed. But anyway.
Yeah.
That guy's a whole other topic.
Yeah, we'll talk about Larry Ellison another time.
That guy's out of hand. Anyway, yeah, so, you know, Microsoft really took the desktop market from Apple. I mean, they took it. Apple had it. They had it. And they came in and just, you know, they took it. And that's got to piss Jobs off more than anything. I mean, there has to be... You know, really more than anything is to be able to get back to the desktop market. Now, they're saying that it's just because you can't get the chip into a laptop. Eventually, they'll get the chip into a laptop. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been so long now, if it's not the G5, it's going to be the G6. They'll get into a fucking laptop. They'll get it done. You know? I mean, it's going to happen. And so, to me, that's not really, you know, a valid reason for... pulling a architecture change, which is just massive. But with the switch to, you know, a BSD core in OS X, they're able to pull this off fairly easily with the operating system. And they've built up OS X. I mean, you know, users, critics, they all love it. And the software that they have, you know, with iLife and everything else, being able to do pretty much everything you need with Mac software, it's to switch it, you know, it's to me, it just seems like it's they finally have the desktop software, the operating system, to try and really push that now, where they didn't before. And they've been gearing up for this, it seems. Like, it wouldn't surprise me that when Jobs, you know, got his job back, was it 8 years ago or whatever it was?
Yeah, he stopped fucking around with Pixar or whatever.
Yeah, that he walked in the door and said, you know, this is the goal. And they've been working towards that for 8 years. It wouldn't surprise me if that's really what's going on here. That they want the desktop market back. Now, if OS X runs on Intel hardware, then it can run on any Intel box, pretty much. You know, it would seem to me that. Well, before I get to that, let's just say that right now they're saying that they're going to use Intel's I forget what the technical term is for it, but technology Intel has to prevent it from running on anything. You know, that's only going to run on Mac systems.
Right.
Now, to me, they have to come out and say that, okay? Because if they didn't, all right, that somebody like Dell would be making, you know, a G5 case clone and is ready to dump, you know, an Intel board and an Intel chip in there to put OS X on it, you know what I mean, and sell it.
Well, I believe this past week, Michael Dell actually did say something to...
Oh, Dell came out and said, yeah, if you want to sell it, we'll sell it, you know?
Right.
And I think that every manufacturer is going to get behind it if Jobs will let them. Jobs can't just keep selling the... To me, it would just be insanely stupid if they just sold the operating system with Macs and only for Macs, you know?
So a higher up at Apple did say recently that they have no intention of putting the new OS on anything but Mac hardware. But I believe Jobs said people are going to do it. I'm not going to limit them from...
Yeah, well, they like I said, they have to say because, you know, Dell could be coming up with those case designs and then be selling that shit cheaper than they ever could, you know, or they want to.
Exactly.
They want to keep Mac hardware, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And which is a good thing because Mac hardware has always been excellent, you know? And
don't you mean overpriced, man?
Overpriced, yes. But before, it was really the hardware that was driving that. Now,
it's
flipped, and it's the software, you know? So, if... Here's the conspiracy theory, okay?
You mean that wasn't it?
No. The software being as good as it is now, it can top Windows.
That's a given.
Okay? Now, if they just let it loose, okay, they're going to run into problems. I mean, I'd hate to see it happen because the potential is there for Apple to then become Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. Right?
But, you know, with Apple being as small as it is and having that hardcore fan base, which is really the only people that buy the Macs and everything else, you know, they really have to please their customers. Otherwise, they're going to lose them. So, you know, I hate to see Apple blow up because that might be lost. And it does become more difficult when you're trying to support every single, you know, different hardware configuration possible underneath the sun.
Of course.
Know. But to Microsoft's credit, I mean, they have to deal with that. But if Jobs did, you know, let it go, okay, where opened it up where he would let Dell put it on desktops, you know, where he would let in a controlled way, whereas, you know, he goes to ATI and he goes to NVIDIA and he says, okay, these chipsets work, you know, under OS X. And it's different price ranges. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of trying to support everything. And then we're going to work with you and we're going to write drivers for OS X. Okay? Where if everything was kept, you know, and he goes to Abbott and Asus, you know, maybe just the top manufacturers instead of, you know, trying to support shit from the fucking
little guy.
From the Koreans.
BioStar.
Yeah, you know? So, if he did that and he opened it up that way, and then you could have it on Mac hardware, okay, and you let it go, it could be the best thing that ever happened to Apple. I mean, even bigger than the iPod is now. I mean, maybe not the best thing ever, but the best thing in the last 15, 20 years.
Right.
Yeah. You know, because if he lets it get pirated, I mean, obviously you can't come out and say it, but shit, if he goes and he sits down and he he throws a torrent up of OS X, and it works.
Up on piratebay.org.
Yeah. And it spreads. How many people are just going to switch that way? And if there is just the straight OS X out there, and then he says, all right, I'll sell iLife for $30, how many copies of iLife he's going to sell? So one to everybody who has it. I mean, they only charge $130 for an OS upgrade anyway.
Yeah, which is reasonable.
It is reasonable. Make it more reasonable. Yeah. Because if you're trying to make the big push, drop that shit to $100.
Don't need a fucking box or CD anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Drop it to $100.
Right.
Put it in Staples. I mean, seriously. I mean, are you really... The potential here of switching, you know, of going BSD-based, making OS X as good as it is, and now switching to Intel, okay, that you can... They can really spread OS X. And they can jump from that 1%, 2% market share that they have on the desktop. And I would think fairly easily get up to 40-50%.
40-50%. Well, let's not forget about the Mac Mini either, man. I think that was another component in Jobs' master plan.
Yeah, I mean, it is all part of it. I mean, the fact that they did say, you know, they made it cheaper and everything else. But the Mac Mini is, I think, is falling short.
I think it is. I think it's because
there's only, like, 12K of RAM in the thing when you buy it. I mean,
yeah,
just
exactly.
Enough to
but,
run OS X.
You know, the idea is there. You go into Walmart and look at one of those fucking e-machines for $300.
Yep.
How's that thing configured? You know, you might see 256 megs of RAM in there.
Yeah.
Fucking Celeron. There you go, Intel Celeron, right?
Yeah.
No operating system installed. And in some cases, they got fucking Linux installed on them. In Walmart here.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, you could, you know, I think the Mini is worth the money, more or less. But I don't think anybody like us, any sort of power user, could expect to buy the Mini for $500 and be done with it. I mean, you have to put more memory in it and then potentially swap out the hard drive, because that's another one of the power hits in that system.
Oh, yeah. And the thing about Apple, at least for me, historically, the reason why I've never switched, besides the fact that I never really liked their operating system before now, I don't like the proprietary nature of Apple boxes. You said so yourself. And this is the past now. I mean, how much does a stick of fucking RAM, their 300?
Well, they charge a shitload of it. And they get away with it because some people just don't know that.
You can go to fucking Newegg.com.
Yeah, and
buy
pick up a stick
thing.
For your Mac box. You know what I mean? Even down the hard drives, you know, which is absurd. It's like, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I recently was looking at putting together a Mac, looking at buying a Mac. And, I don't have $3,000 to go and drop down on, you know, something like that. And it's like when I have perfectly, you know, fine computers here, a whole shitload of them, you know. So I'm looking at getting like a G4 or something like that, but
something cheap.
Yeah, something cheaper, you know.
Which is only would be what, $1,500, $1,800.
No, I get something off of eBay, you know, maybe $400 or $500.
A G4.
Yeah. So, but you know, just enough to run OS X, because man, I really want to use it. I really do. I mean, the fact that, you know, and it's BSD based. I mean, if there was a, how can I say this without sounding illegal? If I could put OS X on my Intel boxes, I think all my Intel boxes would probably have OS X on it.
There you have Mr. White, who wouldn't take the plunge, the Mandrake.
I've tried. I just
it's saying
don't
right
have
there
the time
for
to
fucking
put in
record that he would put OS X on his intel boxes.
Yeah.
And you know something? I gotta agree with him with that. I've tried fucking Susie, tried Mandrake, I've even had Debian on there when I was feeling masochistic, on some of my boxes at home, and really, as you were about to say, I don't have the fucking time to fuck with that shit.
Yeah.
Not when I'm all burning CDs or...
Yeah, that's the problem, and I mean Linux is wonderful. I mean you're never gonna hear us knock Linux on this show. That's for damn sure.
Unless they do sound really dumb.
Yeah, but the fact is even with Mandrake or any of the distributions I've tried over the last 6 years now mm-hmm. was the first time I fired up a Linux distribution 6 years ago. There's always a problem, and I just never had the time to sit down and sync into a Linux box. I mean, I can get around in the command line. I could do different stuff when I need to, but
LS command.
When I'm trying to switch my desktop, I mean, the last time I fired it up a few months ago, I used Mandrake. I said I'll go with the so-called user friendliest one or whatever. I put on Mandrake and I booted it up and I'm surfing the web and checking my email and it's cool, and then I needed to burn a CD. 3 hours later, I still need to burn that CD. Fucking went back to Windows, and it's like that's what keeps me from switching to something else. I want off of Windows. I want off of Windows, desperately.
But we want it easily. Okay, yeah. I can't show love to Linux operating systems the way I should. Unfortunately, you need this. You remember the last fucking time. Remember when I tried putting Debian on my box?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember how horrible that was for me?
Yeah,
remember how I was scarred? I was
calling
crying.
Me up in tears and
I was
stuff.
I was crying like a woman. Or at least a small boy.
Yeah,
Or the fact I couldn't recognize some fucking obscure video card that I had. And hey, I could only complain to Mr. Y about that because a guru would say to me, well, write a fucking driver, you prick.
Yeah. Yeah.
You lazy bastard, That's not what I want to hear when I'm trying to do something, man.
No, I mean, Linux is excellent. Open source software, all of it's, phenomenal. I mean, both of us are big fans of it, but, everyone says, Linux or Microsoft. And I think while all that's been going on, Apple's been sliding up. And to be honest with you, Linux is still not ready to take over. The discussion we had just pointed that out. I mean, we're computer guys. Like I said, I can get my own command line. I don't want to have to fuck with shit to burn a CD-ROM. This day and age... It does not need to be that way.
Exactly.
And if OS X spreads, Apple claims it just works. Everything just works. Now, that's on pure Mac hardware. It's not spread to the masses, not everything else. But that's why I said if they can control... what will work with it? When you go to the major companies and you iron out deals and you keep the hardware, and you say this is Apple certified product, everything else, and you can get a $100 video card and you get the $500 video card, you get whatever the fuck you want in between, and just say that it is, Apple certified, that they should still be able to claim it just works. There has
day and age.
Yeah.
Because something, if the day ever comes where I'm going to throw OS X on an Intel box and someone tells me I got to write a fucking driver for a hard drive controller, I'm going to fucking flip, man. I mean, Apple, it has its pros and cons like you hinted on before. Because the community is so small, they are able to control it. Fucking a G4 or G5 is what it fucking is. And you got your choices of what types of hard drives you can put in there.
Yeah, there isn't too much flexibility there.
Exactly.
It's not some
that's where, yeah. as you said, to Microsoft's credit, you do have a whole fucking plethora of shit that you have to write drivers for or whatever, you know, and I think that Microsoft actually does that well, the whole plug-and-play shit that they pioneered back in, you know, Windows 95's days. That being said, it will be a test, like you said, of the whole it-just-works philosophy.
Oh, it definitely would, but if they just have a hardware compatibility list...
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that hard, in all honesty.
In all honesty, really, I mean, it shouldn't be. You offer, you know, you don't have to offer everything under the sun, but you keep it, you know, you want sound cards, you just go to, you know,
all you
Sound
need is
Blaster
creative
and
anyway.
Say, yeah, creative. And just say, you know, we're going to work with just creative. That's all you really need.
Yeah, exactly.
There's your sound component. You know what I mean? And it's, if you just keep it to that, I mean, if I can go to Apple.com, look at a hardware compatibility list, and come up with a box for OS X, go to Newegg, or wherever, pick up the parts, I'm going to fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to look back. And that'll be it. And this is why the whole, you know, Linux Windows debate on the desktop, I think it's going to be OS X or Windows on the desktop.
Right.
It should be that way. They're in a position to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just hope that they do.
And if not, you know, all the Mac users out there, I really feel your pain. Spiritually speaking, I am a Mac owner. It's called a fucking Nintendo GameCube. You know.
Excuse me.
I think that's all we had for the Steve note address.
The Steve note address, yeah.
I don't know where I picked that up from, but it was in a fucking blog entry. Someone kept on calling it the Steve note address. I'm looking to defect to this community. I guess I gotta get up on the lingo, right?
Yeah. Whatever. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's it. That was episode 3.
Yeah, a lot shorter this time around, huh?
Yeah, just over an hour.
Hey, we're almost at that limit, you know, 60 minutes.
Yeah.
That we said originally.
Yeah, we're getting closer and closer to less we have to talk about.
Right, right. All right, then. Well, let's fucking end this.
No, yeah.
Got nothing else to talk about.
All right, so, you know, drop us a voicemail, drop us an email. All that info is on fbillradio.com. It's where you can also pick up the show. And want to give shout-outs to, you know, John Grisham from the FBI for giving us a call. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Malice Factor 2. I'll see you at 10 tonight, motherfucker.
Down by the schoolyard. And Satan, thanks for calling, bro.
Bring that DNS information, you bastard.
All right, later.
Take it easy.